النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was the divinely appointed trustee. He was the divinely appointed rightful successor, and he was the divinely appointed Khalifatullah for the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the only representative at the forefront of the opposition to the rule of the corrupt Abbasid caliphs. He was one of the prominent leaders of the Muslim Ummah who struggled against tyranny and oppression. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam took a brave and unwavering position against the tyrannical kings of his age. He did not associate with any of them. Rather, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam preferred to stay away from these tyrannical kings. And therefore, these kings held grudges and an enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they inflicted him with severity and violence, ultimately leading to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira, issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. We find that in the era of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, the Islamic lands had grown far and wide. Now, the Abbasid rulers, who were the unjust rulers and the oppressive rulers of the time, they were the ones who had the dominion over the Islamic lands. Now they had come to power, which is a story in and of itself. They firmly established themselves approximately from the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which was the sixth divinely appointed Imam. And we go all the way up to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, where the Abbasids are still in power. Now, the Abbasids, of course, were rulers who were unjust, they were oppressive, they were extravagant in their expenditures, and really, it could very easily be said that they did not manifest the teachings of Islam in many, many ways. It is famously written by historians, the kind of moral decadence and moral corruption that the Abbasid rulers had amongst them and their governmental apparatus. So in this kind of a situation, of course, one of the concerns of the Shias and the followers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was whether or not these Shia should work for the governmental apparatus, whether they should work for the Abbasid Caliphate. And in one instance, we have this conversation and this dialogue between Muhammad bin Ali bin Isa, who has this conversation with Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. In this conversation, Muhammad bin Ali bin Isa, he asks Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam whether it is permissible to take the monies and, you know, some sort of remittance from the Abbasid caliphs or not, and in general, whether it is allowed for him to work for the Abbasid Caliphate or not. Should the Shias be working for Abbasid caliphs and rulers who are unjust and oppressive? Now, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he responds, he says that that which happens by force and subjection is pardoned by Allah, otherwise it is hated or it is not allowed. There is no doubt that the little of it is better than the excess. The expiation, the kafara of that is that one does what may delight us, the infallible imams, and our followers, the Shia. So there's a couple of interesting points here that need to be spoken about. And that the first and foremost, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam in this dialogue says that that which happens by force and subjection is pardoned by Allah. Meaning if it is against one's will, it is involuntary, you're kind of forced to be working with this unjust and oppressive governmental apparatus, then Allah, inshallah, will forgive you, will pardon you. But if it is something that you're doing by your own will, if it is something you're doing voluntary, and it is something that you can avoid but you're not avoiding, well, in this situation, it is hated by the Almighty Allah. And of course, that means that it is forbidden. And the next part, which is quite interesting, is that the expiation, the kafara for working for these unjust and oppressive governmental apparatuses, the kafara is that one finds a way to be of service to the divinely appointed imams or to be of service to the Shia and to the followers. And of course, you should refer to your jurisprudential marja and see what the specific details about are when it comes to working with tyrants. But here it seems like Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has kind of left a very small door open, and that is that if via your work for such apparatuses brings about safety or refuge or comfort or ease or overall peace of mind or tranquility, meaning it is to the benefit of the Shia and the religion, then it seems like, yes, you are allowed to be doing certain kinds of work. Otherwise, if you're not of any benefit to the Shia or to the religion, and you are not being forced to do so, then to work for such kinds of unjust and oppressive governmental apparatuses is forbidden. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.